Colour your garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Harrogate Flower Show. It's been a fabulous first day here, and I am speaking to you. We've now got a makeshift studio in the most glamorous summer house with there's a full sofa in here, there's champagne glasses on the table. My goodness, I'm going to stay in here all night. And I am joined by Charlotte from Colour Your Garden. Good evening, Charlotte.
Hello.
Welcome to Stray FM, and it's been a fabulous first day here at the Harrogate Flower Show. And Colour Your Garden, you've been involved in some of the show gardens, so some of the designers you work with, you've been supporting them here. So if you're coming to the show over the weekend, let's tell you some of the bits that you need to look out for. So there's three, aren't there?
Yes, we've been working with three designers this year. We've been working with Richard Austin, who has created a truly delightful bed with some beautiful colours in it. You have to come and see it. He got a silver medal, which we're really pleased with. We've also got Matt Haddon, who has a beautiful Japanese-inspired planting scheme with some aces and some stunning grasses, which you should not miss. And then we also have Nick Fryer with his garden, Breathing Space, which got gold and best in show, which is fantastic. Well done, Nick. And if you ask him very nicely, I'm sure he'll let you have a little rest in his little swinging seat.
I've already been in it. I've got it booked for staying overnight. Now, and we have to say here that at the Spring Flowers Show, mm-hmm. Colour Your Garden, you were winners yourself because you mm-hmm. had a show garden here, didn't you?
We did, yes. We decided to dip our toe in the water.
Yeah. What was it like to win then? Is it a great, great feeling? Do you get quite competitive about it?
Yes, I mean, you do get some competition between the different designers, although actually there's a really great atmosphere and you also really chip in and help each other out as well. There's a feeling of camaraderie amongst the gardens, but everybody obviously is trying their best. And then when you do get a really good medal, it all pays off.
There's so much here at the Flower Show as well. You know, and the thing about it is, whether you spend an hour or a day here, everybody's going around with smiles on their faces,
yes,
aren't they? Genuinely, because this is a pastime for people, it makes people very happy to be here.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. The weather's been fantastic, which always helps. Mm. But yeah, there's a really good feeling because the people who come here are really interested to see what's here. And it's one of those shows, it's part of the Harrogate yearly. It maps out part of the year. And it's
absolutely
the closing of the horticultural period as well. You know, everything's starting to turn over and start to get nice and romantic. It's a really good time for the horticultural time of the year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of, I think, because so many people enjoy the seasons changing as well. September is such a lovely month for all of that. Yeah. So, Colour Your Garden, Baldersby. So, between Thursday and Baldersby. So, there's things tomorrow going on, which we ought to give you a heads up on if you want to go to Colour Your Garden. So, just for people listening, what can they see and get from you over the weekend?
Well, we've been having open days on Saturdays throughout August and September. It's a really great time of the year to come look at the grasses because this is when they're doing their thing. They get all fluffy and romantic. And Alistair's there as well. So Alistair is our in-house garden designer.
And can he answer any questions then?
I wouldn't say any question.
Well, about
garden. He can answer just about every design conundrum that you present him with.
Do people show him photographs and things then as well, taking pictures, you know, on their phone and things? And
yes. So, yeah, we do. Definitely. People come and they ask us about the best plant for a certain position, and we've always got something and that can help them.
Do you know, the other thing about September, if you're not coming to this show over the weekend, this time of year, you know, you do kind of hit that point when you go into a weekend, you know, Friday night, you don't have plans. So it is a really great time to just have a ride out, come and see you guys. And there's obviously a lot going on tomorrow.
Yes, well, we're busy all Saturdays answering questions and showing people around.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Charlotte, thank you so much for giving me a bit of insight into what goes on here at the Flower Show, and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Colour Your Garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.